Okay, so as always, let's begin the evening by doing some meditation. And for this evening's meditation, I'm going to lead you in some guided metta meditation, loving kindness meditation. As long as that's all right by you, is that all right? Loving kindness is okay? You can never have too much, right? Just before we start this meditation, in this particular method that I'm going to use for this evening, we're going to develop loving kindness for two people, okay? One person is yourself. So most of you should know who that is. If you're not quite sure, you can ask the person next to you. What does it mean to have loving kindness for yourself? Well, that's what we're going to find out. So the other one is we have a little loving kindness for somebody who is a loved person, someone who's very dear to us. So I want you to think of just one person who it's easy for you to develop loving kindness for, okay, before we start the meditation. So right now I want you to think of one person, and remember with this one person, it should be somebody, the essence of loving kindness meditation is simplicity. Okay? So we want somebody who, it doesn't matter how strong your loving kindness is, okay? What matters is how simple it is. Okay? It's very different. So we don't want any sick and twisted love-hate relationships in here, thank you very much. Okay? You can work them out with your therapist or whatever. Or in the boxing ring or wherever you prefer to sort them out. But for the loving kindness meditation, we're not interested in solving issues. We're interested in getting in contact with that pure, simple sense of joy and loving kindness. And the most important thing is to remember that you already have that. You already have metta. You already have loving kindness. You already know what it is. And so our task in loving kindness meditation is to notice that, to find it, to develop it. Okay, so let's do some meditation for the next 20 minutes. So sitting quietly. Letting the mind settle back inside the body. Just be present, be awake, feel the touch of the air on your skin, hear the sounds around us. Don't try to hide from anything, don't try to push anything away, just let it all in. It's okay. Letting the mind settle down. and then leaving the mind settled in the heart, say to oneself the words, may I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. Steadily, evenly, clearly, when the mind wanders off here and there, just don't worry about it, just bring it back. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Don't doubt. Don't be concerned. Whatever the mind throws up at you, just, oh, okay, that's all that is. It's just a thought. It's just a memory. It's just an idea. It's just a fear. Just come back to those words. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And let those words be your safe place. Let them be your refuge. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Getting in touch with that wish. That longing. That yearning. That we all have to be free. and then looking deep in the heart for something that lies underneath those words of metta, something much more subtle. And that's the feeling of metta, the feeling of loving kindness. Soft and gentle, like the warm glow around the candle flame. Notice that feeling and just gently hold it in the mind, keeping it safe, keeping it close. May I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. keeping the mind just as it is, keeping awareness with that feeling of loving kindness. And we move to the second stage of meditation. Loving kindness for that loved person, for the dear person. So we simply put their name into the words of loving kindness. May that loved one be happy. May that loved one be happy. May that loved one be happy. Not moving the mind at all. Not going over there to where that person is. You don't have to imagine them, or visualize them, or think about them. Just bring their name in with that feeling of loving kindness. That's all it takes. Keep the mind together with that feeling. Even and steady. finally taking that same loving kindness and spreading it out to the whole world. May the whole world be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. Without limit, without measure. May all beings be happy. Now coming near the end of the meditation, from all beings back to that loved one, may that loved one be happy, may they be happy, may they be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. Letting the words of metta go, letting the feeling of metta fade away, and allowing the mind to come back to a neutral space, empty, open, clear. And while the mind is empty and clear, take a minute to reflect back over the meditation we've just done together, inquiring into cause and effect. What just happened? How did I use my mind? How did my mind change during that meditation? What was useful? What was obstructing the meditation? What does my mind feel like now compared to how it was at the start of the meditation? And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings finally realize Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And you can mindfully open your eyes and come out of meditation.